Moving a guy as big as Kiever wasn't easy. It was like trying to wrestle a king-size mattress off a waterbed. So they buried him close to the house, which made sense anyway. The harvest was still a month away, and a disturbance in a field would show up from the air. And they would use the air for a guy like Kiever. They would use search planes and helicopters and maybe even drones. They started at midnight, which they thought was safe enough. They were in the middle of 10,000 acres of nothingness, and the only man-made structure their side of any horizon was the railroad track to the east. But midnight was 5 hours after the evening train and 7 hours before the morning train. Therefore, no prying eyes. Their backhoe had 4 spotlights on a bar above the cab, and together the 4 beams made a wide pool of halogen brightness. They started the hole in the hog pen, which was a permanent disturbance all by itself. Each hog weighed 200 pounds, and each hog had 4 feet. The dirt was always chewed up. Safe enough. Hogs were rooting animals, so they made sure the hole was deep, which was not a problem either. Their backhoe's arm was long, and it bit rhythmically in fluent, articulated 7-foot scoops. When the hole was done, they backed the machine up and turned it around and used the front bucket to push Kiever into his grave, rolling him, covering his body with dirt. Only one thing went wrong, and it happened right then. The evening train came through 5 hours late. The next morning, they heard on the AM station that a broken locomotive had caused a jam 100 miles south. But they didn't know that at the time. All they heard was the mournful whistle at the distant crossing, and then all they could do was turn and stare. But eventually the train was gone, and they turned back to their task. 20 miles north, the train slowed and slowed and then eased to a hissing stop, and the doors sucked open, and Jack Reacher stepped down to a concrete ramp in front of a grain elevator as big as an apartment house. To his left were 4 more elevators, all of them bigger than the first, and to his right was an enormous metal shed, the size of an airplane hangar. There were vapor lights on poles, set at regular intervals. There was mist in the nighttime air, like a note on a calendar. The end of summer was coming. Fall was on its way. Richard stood still, and behind him the train moved away without him. He was the only passenger who had gotten out, which was not surprising. The place was no kind of a commuter hub. It was all agricultural. What token passenger facilities it had were wedged between the last elevator and the huge shed, and were limited to a compact building which seemed to have both a ticket window and benches for waiting. But on a signboard running its whole length was written the reason Reacher was there: Mother's Rest, which he had seen on a map, and which he thought was a great name for a railroad stop. He figured the line must cross an ancient wagon train trail right there, where something had happened long ago. Maybe a young pregnant woman went into labor. The jostling could not have helped. Maybe the wagon train stopped for a couple of weeks, or a month. Maybe someone remembered the place years later. A descendant, perhaps. Maybe there was a one-room museum. Or perhaps there was a sadder interpretation. Maybe they had buried a woman there, too old to make it, in which case there would be a commemorative stone. Either way, Reacher figured he might as well find out. He had no place to go, and all the time in the world to get there, which is why he got out of the train, to a sense of disappointment, initially. He had pictured a couple of dusty houses and a lonely one-horse corral and the one-room museum.